Something wrong with his medulla oblongata. And welcome back to episode 4 of the Moose Knuckle Podcast. I'm your host, Devin, with my two co-hosts here.
Hunter.
And
Steve.
White.
You're laughing already.
Yeah.
What?
Continue, Devin.
What else do you want me to say? This is the fourth episode. We're going to try to do like 40 minutes here. Hope you guys enjoy it. It's going to be another good episode. We got some great topics picked out.
I think to start with, we should talk about when you got that yeast infection in your throat.
Oh, that hurts just thinking about it. It was bad. All right. So I was like 15, right? I was living with my mom, and I lived in the second story in this house, and there was like an attic. The roof was like 5'10". So I'm up there in my room, and I hid all the booze. Instead of hiding it in my room, I would hide it outside my window in the roof in the snow. Like, I would just reach out my window and put it into the snow. So we're having a party one day. I go to pull the booze out, and I pulled out a fifth of Monarch or a half gallon of Monarch or what something. And as soon as I pulled it out, a 40 fell. And I was like, dang, we're going to have to go get that now. But as soon as that one fell, another one fell right on top of it, and I just heard the poosh. And it just, right. It was in the snow. It was wintertime. But I heard it break. I could see the snow melting from where the beer went.
Was that your glass breaking sound?
Yeah. What did you think it was? Yeah.
I'm sure something nearby glass so that I could break, but we're in my house. Anyway, so we go about partying and do whatever, you know. And then springtime comes around. And in the springtime, everything's melting. And then there's a 40 just sitting outside my window, like right at the bottom of my window at the base, along with a bunch of other stuff. My window was like, we peed out my window, we puked out my window. Puke got on the side of my house in wintertime, and it like literally froze. There was frozen puke down the side of my house for an entire winter until summer came and it melted. It was disgusting. My mom hated it. She would always be like, do you see that big streak on the side of the house? That's your friend's fucking vomit.
Dude, on a related note, my buddy, I used to sleep over at his house, and he was drunk one night. We were drunk one night, and he didn't want to leave the room to piss, so he pissed in a bottle, right? And then he put it in his mini fridge.
Oh,
and
no.
In the morning, and in the, no. It's not going where you think it's going. In the morning, he opened his fridge, and he goes, I forgot I pissed in that bottle, right? So he opened his window and starts pouring it out. And and then we hear his mom go, oh! And she goes, what is that? Is that piss?
He dumped piss on his mom from the night before.
Yeah.
Why did he put it in the fridge?
I don't know. We were drunk. He was just like, oh, I better put it in the fridge.
I better not let this get warm and spoil overnight.
Yeah, exactly.
Chill immediately after
releasing. I want it to be fresh when I pour it on my mom tomorrow.
Is that cold, Mom? You like that?
But
that's a new fetish.
Oh, it's not new.
Pouring your own urine on your mother.
It's not new. But so there was puke frozen down the side of your house.
Oh, yeah. Your story got me two other tangents, but we'll revert to the first story and finish that one.
No, you can just keep.
No. Okay, so outside my window, find the 40 in the summer, along with a bunch of other shit. Like I said, we pissed, puke out my window, threw fireworks, all sorts of shit. That's not how you do that. Anyway, so there's like trash, literally just like all on the ground. It's like somebody dumped out a bag of trash and just.
Yeah, I know. We use my buddy's window the same way. There's just shit out there.
Dead lighters and cigarette butts. Abundance of cigarette butts.
We found a pipe out there one summer after snow melted.
Was it under a log?
I was just going to say, it's no wonder you guys find stuff outside. People just throwing shit out their window.
No, but I did drag a log up there. So then when I found it, it would be properly found by me.
I dragged a log up those stairs when we got home, and then I dropped it off in my toilet.
Okay. I'm going to have to try and remember to edit that part out.
But I'm going to bring it up later so you can't.
Okay. Just like in the first episode, I said, oh, I already regret that. I'm going to edit it out. I didn't do that at all. I just left it. I was like, yeah, fuck it. But, shit.
So, yeah, find this 40 in the summer. I mean, like springtime. So, was it like April when the snow's melting enough to see the ground? see the grass or old 40s, I guess. Yeah. The 40s got some distant like height on it. You might be able to see it before all the snow's melted. But I didn't. Anyways, find the 40 and I drink it and I get a yeast infection in my throat. Now, all this stuff that I just told you leading up to this point was like, I think this is how I got the yeast infection, but I'm not positive because these events didn't immediately happen. Like, I got a yeast infection and I had to think about it. Like, what happened? What events have happened in my life recently that would have changed this huge, like, yeast battle in my throat? Because the way the doctor explained it to me is there's yeast and one other, like, bacteria that fight together. And they, like, it's like a balance. They fight against each other. And something inside my throat, whatever the other thing was, died. So the yeast, like, took over. It was abundance of yeast. Yeast infection. Oh, I got the worst jokes, man. Oh, you eat some bad pussy. But, hey, if you're like a pussy and you get something crunchy, you better turn around. Oh, my God. And I was still a virgin at the time. So it was like, man, come on. Like, I can't even get this. This didn't happen. That's not what happened. So this sickness was literally, well, no, actually, the whole time I told this story, I always said it was the worst thing in my life. But now it's probably comparable to when I had my tonsils removed. That was bad.
Oh,
different
yeah.
story.
Dude, that fucking picture you sent me was terrible.
Did you ever see the video?
Which one?
Part of it.
Yeah, that video where
I
you're
looked
like,
away. It's yeah. so fucking disgusting.
It's like the first day videos.
It seriously yeah. looks...
I took those videos so I could see like myself what was happening. I wanted to like get in there with the camera and like, you know what I mean? Like see the damage that was being done. It was rough.
It seriously looked like somebody poured battery acid down your throat. It was terrible. But anyway, what tangents did that story remind you of?
Oh, yeah. So I was sick for like 2 weeks. I woke up, drank some Gatorade, took a piss, and then like went back to sleep. I lost like 30 pounds in like 2 weeks.
So you were
it
like
was horrible.
210.
When I was in high school, I was skinny, dude. You used to be able to see my ribs through my shirt.
I don't believe you.
I was like 100 pounds in sixth
well,
grade.
Just because you had a
and
shitty
then 100
shirt.
Pounds
you
and like
had your mom buy you a better one. That's supposed to be.
I was like
shirts
100
aren't supposed
pounds
to be translucent.
Until my senior year, I was like 140, 150, like 6 foot all throughout high school.
I think they had money problems, dude. That's why he was drinking 40s that he found in the
yeah,
snow.
Yeah, dude. I was super poor. Not gonna lie. But lived in that house. My mom had it foreclosed on, and she lost it. And now she lives in Arizona with her mother.
Yeah, ballin'.
Love you, Mom.
But no, what you didn't get to the tangent.
Oh, yeah, so tangents. You were talking about urine, and then immediately brought up two stories in my mind. One, because he peed in a bottle. And the first thing I thought of is one of the first apartments I had after faking my emancipation and moving on my mom's house was I lived with this guy named Richard, and he lived in a one bedroom on the second floor, and he moved out of there, and I moved in with him on the third floor into a two bedroom. And so that was our apartment. We moved in. The landlord was, he was a crackhead. He straight would do crack. Like some of the tenants that lived there literally gave him crack as rent. It was like, you give me 300 or 600, whatever their rent was, they could pay in crack. Like I take cash, credit, and crack. Like, you thought Visa was accepted everywhere.
Did this guy you lived with know how old you were?
Yeah, he's my buddy. He was only a couple years older.
Oh, okay.
Older. Yeah, he was like 19, I think, and I was 17.
I'd say he's a stand-up guy. He's like 43.
Yeah. No, it was my buddy Richard.
Come on
so
in,
good friends
15-year-old.
No, I wasn't that young. But so we move in this apartment, but the bathroom doesn't work. Like, you can't. There's no water in the sink. There's no shower head on the shower, let alone a bar or a... shower curtain, the toilets didn't work, like the entire bathroom was non-functional. He was like, oh, I'm gonna come up there and fix that, because he lived it down on the ground floor. Like, he could come up and fix it anytime, but it's crackhead, so I mean he didn't. So and he said, okay, just use your old apartment's bathroom until I can fix yours. So for like a month and a half, like no joke, we didn't have a bathroom, so we'd have to go downstairs to take a shit. So, I mean, like, it was common practice. I would just pee off of my balcony from the third floor, just out the front. And, like, right off the balcony where out of my door where I peed at was the downstairs door. So, if they were, like, going or coming, they would have got pissed on. But
not to mention it probably just stunk like
piss. I just peed on their front, like, porch every day. Yeah. But so, like, I wouldn't always pee off it, you know, at night. Like, in the daytime, I wouldn't pee because people could see you around there. So, I would pee in a bottle or something.
I got news for you. I've seen your dick in the middle of the fucking night in blackness. They could see your white-ass cock.
Yeah, my face, my arms, everything's pale. But you wait till you see my where the sun don't shine areas. It's like black
that,
light
why did
that status.
Make me look at his junk?
Because you're gay.
Most things make you look at my junk.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, Steve. I mean,
no, I'm not gonna be the guy that we make fun of with the gay shit this time.
Did you just admit something to us?
So he used to
Devin,
pee
you
off
said the
what
color.
Were we talking? Oh yeah, so I peed off this thing. Instead, I was gonna pee in a bottle, like, or we'd pee in the sink, but the sink was full of dishes. I'm not gonna like pee on my dishes. That's gross. So I got an old Crown Royal bottle that we just finished drinking the night before. This is like morning piss. Just wake up.
Right.
So I'm sitting there pissing. My buddy's sleeping. It's only me and him. Everyone else that went home.
Why did you just make a motion like you caressed his head while he was sleeping?
But he's sleeping.
Rest easy as I piss in this Crown Royal bottle, Richard.
I had to pet him behind the ears to
while
make sure
he
stayed sleeping for another 15 minutes. Well, no. Anyways, I guess I was just talking with my hands. So I pee in a Crown Royal bottle. And when I'm done, I'm trying to not talk like right into it. I feel like this is too loud and I'm popping my
that
ears.
Is too loud. That is, but when you go off.
So that's like nothing? You can't
hear
anything?
Can't hear that.
Barely.
La.
Yeah. You got to at least hold it in front of you.
Fucking tell your story.
Don't cut this.
So loud.
So... I'm just testing your high frequency ranges, listeners. You're welcome. And dogs as well.
So you're peeing.
I lost my train of thought.
Where
were
we talking
about? Peeing in the Crown Royal bottle.
Oh man, peeing in the Crown Royal bottle. This is the morning pee. You wake up and you're just like, oh yeah, this is awesome. And so I'm peeing in this Crown Royal bottle and I'm just like, oh yeah, this is it's not slowing down. Oh my god, I'm about to it's an overflow, like pinch. It's like
you filled
full
a
Crown Royal bottle. And I'm like, oh, this hurts. Like, because I couldn't stop peeing. Like, I literally had to pinch my stream. Like, I've never stopped myself from peeing.
Yeah, I was going to say, can you guys do that? I've heard people say that that hurts to do. I can stop.
Oh, I do.
You
I
can
did
just
it,
pee
but
and then stop.
I got a related story. But
not if I'm like, if it gets the morning pee when it's like, like fire hose status
you
coming
didn't
out.
Coo into the mic.
No, midstream. Well,
I didn't want to yell too loud.
They
into
missed
it.
That awesomeness.
That's the sound of my urine okay, erupting from my dick tip.
That's what it sounds like when Brock Lesnar orgasms.
Anyways, so then I'm standing in my kitchen, like with my dick in my hand, fistful of Crown Royal piss. My buddy's still sleeping, and I don't know what to do. So I like have to open the door, like half. Like with a bottle of Crown Royal piss in my
even
hand.
Even though the water wasn't working, you had a sink, right?
He said he had
dishes.
Yeah,
but there was this full of dishes. And I would pee in
right,
the sink.
Oh, right. I forgot about
that.
The
dirty dishes. You don't want to pee on them.
Yeah, that's just gross. Like you can wash things, but like if I handed you one of your dishes with that I like shit on, would you just throw in the dishwasher and use it again?
Yeah.
That shit, like, no, like, shit and piss is different.
Okay, but still, if I just like was put up one of your plates in the ground and pissed all over it, you would just put it back in the sink and use it again?
I'd wash it first.
Well, I mean, you'd wash it and use it again?
Yeah.
Something like based on, I would throw something like that away. That like every time I grabbed that plate, I would just be like, this was covered in someone's urine. Like, I mean, there's probably been worse things on my plates.
You're
like
right.
I'm sure with how microorganisms and everything, there's probably been poop like fecal particles on my plates at one time and not known about it. But if I saw like somebody pee on like in my cup, like I would not use that cup. It would just be trash.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so Crown Royal full of pee. I have to use like my forearm to open the door to get out onto the back porch. And
then
you still pinching your dick?
Yeah.
So when you say
finish peeing.
Yeah, as I say, so when you say pinch, you mean physically pinch. You don't mean like flex like that.
No,
weird,
like not my muscles and my
whatever you call
I'm
it.
I'm not like constricting my urethra or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like my fingers are clamped down.
Abdullah Ablangada.
There's something wrong.
It has nothing to do with your cock. I don't know.
Every time anyone says that, all I think of is Colonel Sanders and
Waterboy.
I don't think that was...
Something wrong with his medulla oblongata.
I don't think that was Colonel Sanders.
No, it wasn't.
That's just what you named him?
No, they talk about it in the movie.
Yeah, I think they call him Colonel Sanders.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. He looked just like Colonel Sanders.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but you can't... I thought that... Whatever. Copyright infringement.
Yeah, I don't think he was like they didn't call him Colonel Sanders. It was like at one of the parties or something, they made fun of him, like, oh, you, Colonel Sanders is waiting for you over there, something.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Anyway, so forearm opening the door.
So you're grabbing, you're holding the bottle.
Yeah, so I'd use a forearm to open the door, get out on my balcony, and then, like, the light hits you, like, the light hits you right in the face, like, just, oh, no, it's morning, and I'm like, piss everywhere. Unclamp my dick and just let it erupt over, because, like, my dick's like 3 feet off the ground and the balcony's like 4 feet. So I can't be right on the edge. I got to back up and like arc it just right to make it over, like minimizing the urine spray getting on the side of my balcony. Oh, this place was horrible. First of all, when we first moved in, there was like graffiti on the walls and we had to like paint it ourselves to move in because it wasn't ready. Did I mention he was cracking? On the,
wait, graffiti on the inside or the outside?
On the inside. There was like,
on the inside?
There was people, no, there was people that like, I didn't know then, but I know now, that were part of like the Chugach Eagle River party people, our age group, that lived there before us, and they didn't give a shit. They knew he was a crackhead.
Why did you even care when or where you peed then?
Well, because I still lived there. I'm just going to pee in the carpet, Steve, and like lay in it later.
Not like ridiculous. In the carpet, Jesus. But he's like, oh, I don't pee during the day, and I try to like move.
Well, I don't want
to
pee on somebody. I'm 17. I'm still like scared of the cops and shit. Like, I'm afraid I'm going to be peeing, and all of a sudden the FBI helicopter is going to see me.
I'm scared of this shit, but I moved into a place I had to paint graffiti.
No, so there's like just people wrote like, fuck, Charlene was here, and like, ass mark on the wall. Somebody painted their ass and put it on the wall. Like bright pink, bright green, like literal paint and fucking marker, everything.
That. You should have left the ass print.
Anyway,
you could have used it in a pinch.
Erupting pee over the side of the wall and dumping Crown Royal full of pee at the same time. It was just horrible. I wish we had another, I wish we would have had
awful.
A, yeah. But it was, we, the whole time that we did that, we didn't have to pay rent either. One time our heat broke, he went downstairs to fix it, was messing with something. I'm sitting upstairs waiting for him to come back and be like, hey, I fixed your heat. And all of a sudden, sparks boom. Start fucking like shooting out of my thermostat and then smoke. And so I get on the front porch. I'm like, hey, stop it. Whatever you're doing, stop it. Like my house is going to catch fire. And he came up, he's like, what happened? I'm like, there's smoke everywhere. And he looked at it. He's like, I see some soot. I don't see any smoke. Went back down and started messing with it again. Like, zero electrician experience, just cheap. Like, if I don't spend $300 calling out an electrician, I could buy $300 worth of crack.
Damn, you said something that reminded me and I forgot. Peeing in the Crown Royal. So my buddy's bachelor party, after we, like, ate. And yeah, so we were, like, the strip club. So,
Cobble, cobble, Thanksgiving.
No, so we were done at the strip club and all that. I was trying to think. I was like, how are we done with the strip club? And it was still bright out, but it was like the middle of summer. That's why. So even though it was like 4 a.m. So we were driving out to was it Big Lake, I think. And I had to piss while we were driving out there. And I was like, shit, I got to piss. He's like, we're not stopping. So I was like, give me something to piss in. So I'm like kneeling on the back because I tried to piss sitting and I couldn't do it. I don't know why I couldn't piss. So I like kneeled in the back on the passenger side, and I'm pissing. And I go, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit. And he goes, what? I'm filling the can up. I'm filling the can up. He goes, oh, here's a Red Bull. So I switched it out.
8.4 ounces. Yeah,
skinny little can.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Well, I guess
so
it is a second like canister, though. Yeah, like, so maybe that would have been enough for the overflow, but I doubt it.
It wasn't. So, so it started overflowing, right? And I went like this because I didn't want to get piss on myself.
What's this?
Like I spread my knees. Oh, so, okay. But I didn't notice my pant was right here. So it all like went whoosh. Oh. And we got out of the car and I just had piss all down side of my fucking left leg. And I was so drunk.
Was your shoe like filled?
No.
You step, it's like.
No. It gets better though. Because I was so drunk that I went into the bathroom at like Tesoro or something.
What? Tesoro. That's not how you do it. You didn't go to Holiday.
No, fucking. It's how Steve's drinking his beer. No, so I went in there, right? And I'm just hammered, like hungover. And I'm like, oh, I'm gonna wash my pants off in the sink. So I take them off. I take my pants off and I decide, oh, I'll just run it under the sink, right? But I didn't like put just the. So I didn't hold it like this. I held it like this. like at an angle facing towards me, so all the water came down it. So I put them back on, and I walk out, and my entire left leg is just fucking, it's like a towel you just submerged underwater, and it's just like.
At least it's better than having piss on it, though.
And they were like, what the fuck did you do? And I was like, I was trying to wash my pants. And all he heard was, you got piss in the back of my car. I was like, I told you to stop. So fuck you.
Your fault for not making a piss stop.
Yeah. But that was my tangent. But you said two stories.
Yeah. There's another one. He was peeing and you guys said he peed and put it back. One of the first parties I had, I met this guy named Jensen like my sophomore year in high school. And we had a party and he invited some people. I didn't really know anybody. Some of the people that showed up, like, I ended up being friends with later in high school. But anyway, so I wake up in the morning. It's just me and Jensen. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to go to, I'm like, I need something to drink. I woke up. I look around. My Nalgene bottle sitting there, yellow, neon yellow Nalgene bottle. It looks like apple juice. I don't really think about it at first because, you know, it's color discoloration. So I open it up and I, like, go to drink it. And, like, as soon as I bring it to my mouth, like, I could smell, like, oh, that's familiar. What is it? What is that? Like, I sniff it like 9 times. I swear to God, like, have my friend smell, like, what is it? What is it? Is it like, it looks like apple juice. What is it? Like, I didn't know what it was. But I'm like, I'm not comfortable drinking this. So as I'm dumping it out my window, I'm like, that's piss. Like, I don't know why I didn't smell it before, but as I'm dumping it out my window, you know, probably under the 40 remains, I could just smell rancid, like, drunk pee, that apple juice colored urine, you know, that brown stuff.
I'm very disappointed in that story and that one of you didn't drink it.
Oh, no. I actually had a family member that drank piss.
Let's hear that.
But speaking of, like, all this pee stuff, how come you haven't told your golden shower story?
I don't have a golden shower story.
Okay.
This is where me and Hunter stand up and pee on you.
Yeah. Do I have one?
I don't know.
I'm sitting here thinking.
Like, he was just fishing.
Did,
like,
I tell you one?
Exactly. That's what I was going to be like. Oh, yeah. So blah, blah, blah in my mouth.
Yeah, I forgot about that. No.
Well, then you can tell us about the fingers in the butt story later.
So last time I told you I had a bunch of family members.
He didn't deny that one.
That's because I know that shit's true. He's joked too many times about, like, how do you know you won't like it?
We'll talk about how fingers in the butt another episode.
How do you know episode. You won't like it,
though? See? Exactly. You're going to talk about this. Anyways, someone drink pee?
Anyway, no, yeah. So remember I told you last time I had a bunch of family members that lived in my grandma's house?
Yeah.
Well, at one point, my uncle was living there. And when my grandpa was alive, he had a lot of health issues. And
Hold on. Even though we haven't talked about this yet, is this the same uncle with the dog?
No, this is my dad's side of the family.
Okay.
But anyway, so my grandpa had a bunch of health issues, so he had to, like, save a lot of his urine and stuff for labs. And
oh, right, right.
So you know those, you ever seen those?
I know exactly what you're talking about. My buddy did it.
Yeah, so well, my grandpa had a big one that he had to fill up, like those hospital ones.
Has the weird handle and, like, the
thing and is it's tilted. Shaped funny.
Yeah, so you can pee in it easy.
Exactly. Well, my uncle went to make breakfast or something and thought it was orange juice.
Oh.
And just, he grabbed it straight in the fridge and like you did and just drank it.
Oh.
And he. Well, he ended up puking. It was like,
oh shit.
And if I remember correctly, I think my grandpa is just busting up laughing. Like, what would you do if someone drank your piss?
Dude, I'd laugh so hard.
Laugh until they punch me in the face. And then start crying.
But
laughing.
Whose fault is
it?
It
is your uncle's fault because I've seen those things before. They're marked with stickers that are huge. It's like biohazard.
Oh, no, this was like at
the
house.
He was using a juice container.
No, I know. But it's if he had the right medical one, they're marked and say like biohazard.
It was. It just had like all the different little markings. Like
it was just a random jug. Like it could have been a juice jar.
But it was like closed. And you know it doesn't look like orange juice.
You know what's weird though? Now they have an app with that, and you get points by how many liters you fill a day. Oh, you got 100 points, 2 liters today. Ding.
But piss?
That's the worst game ever.
No, I was kidding. I heard, no, actually. Wait, are you done with your story? No.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think the end is when he drank the pee. I don't know. I can't really top that.
Well, what I was going to say is when I was in the military a couple years ago, I was thinking about Sega. Like, Sega was one of the big game systems that I had. I had Nintendo for a little bit, but then Sega was probably the longest one before PlayStation and then grow up, get big systems. But anyway, Sega. I was interested. What is Sega happening with Sega? So I Googled Sega, and Sega, their latest project at the time, was they were working on urinals in Japan that they had deployed in the Japanese subway system in Tokyo. And it was a sensor system in the back of the urinals. And there was a screen display like you'd see at ESPN.
Right, you got points, right?
And it was a video game.
Yeah.
And you you could plug a thumbstick in that was like your memory card, and it would save it. And they were all connected to the internet. So every time you peed, you were earning points. And like it was a video game with urine. And some of them were trivia urinals. You'd go there and be like, who is the seventh president of Japan, I guess.
Wait,
I don't know.
This would have been a horrible game for you.
And you pee in the top left or the top
have,
right.
But you couldn't you stop yourself side. To pick the next one.
Hold on. They have emperors in Japan. Let's just be clear about that.
The emperor of Japan.
I don't want... Look, we are...
The 14th dictator.
We're not spewing false information for children these days.
We are idiots, but we're not total idiots.
Well, after we see things like skinny jeans and the knockout games, we gotta provide tomorrow's youth with a little bit of intelligence.
I say on a semi
and urine stories.
On a semi-related note, they have these like urinal sinks now, so it's like a thing you can pee in. It's like a sink at the top, so when you wash your hands, the water used to wash your hands runs down, and then like that's the flush.
Yeah, and it becomes the back. I've seen that.
Yeah.
That used to be standard in like 1900s, like in the old armoires where the water's built into it. Used to have a little like face wash, hand wash. And when you drained it, it would go out and go into your toilet.
Huh. But yeah, so it's supposed to save water.
Yeah.
Did you not understand the word armoire? Was that too white for you?
Is it armoire for like clothes?
Yeah, but I'm saying like...
How did you know I was confused on that one?
I don't know, Steve.
That's when your face turns sour.
Just a good guess, I guess.
I was like, wait a second.
No, but
I have an armoire for clothes.
I know what he's talking about because some of them...
It used to be all inclusive, so it had like the woman's makeup thing and a little like basin for her makeup
like
stuff.
We have my grandmother's, and it has like a little area where you'd put a pot or dish or something that you'd fill with water to wash yourself. Like, dude, people were fucking poor back then.
I think my ancestors used a river.
Oh, that's probably good. Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about.
The Incas. Oh, speaking of that, do you have any...
People haven't discovered this technology yet. Remember the Prime Directive.
What were you going to ask?
Do you have any relatives you know of that are illegal?
Next topic.
That's a yes.
No comment.
So they don't have social security numbers and none of that.
Next
shit,
topic.
Huh?
Next topic. What are you talking about next?
Oh, I want to talk about.
Why are you laughing
Jesus
so hard,
Christ.
Devin, asshole?
Because it's fucking hilarious.
Coming from the Irish guy.
Oh no, I want to talk about my new word I invented. So
he's so happy.
Bojangles.
No, everybody knows that guy who likes to use the word bro a lot, especially when he gets drunk, wants to fight you. He's probably wearing a shiny Affliction shirt. I'm gonna fuck your shit up, bro.
And he goes to jujitsu.
Let's go outside, bro. I don't got an Affliction shirt.
Bullshit.
I know.
You have one.
I got Tap Out, but I don't got Affliction.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Don't fucking know. It's the same thing.
I bet she's going to give you a spiel about like the CEO of Tap Out was an amazing jiu-jitsu fighter, but the CEO of Affliction was garbage. And
he was,
I don't
he was
follow
totally
him.
This word.
No, I think the CEO of Affliction is Tom Asensio, and he's just like a business guy. But the guys... But the guys who started Tap Out were like...
He's totally doing it.
I fucking told you, man.
Very supportive of MMA.
Exactly. Well, that's what I like. I could... Just like the Kickstarter thing. Like, I could see you like... I don't support Affliction, not because a lot of douchebags wear Affliction t-shirts, because of like their vice president was
random
involved
historical
in some
fact.
Crocodile scandal.
What the fuck was I talking... Oh, my new word. Anyway. So I figured...
We're never getting anywhere.
Yeah. But I figured that dude Dex used the word bro so much, we should just start calling him a brodler. Like
a bro.
Brodler, brodler, brodler.
Exactly. Brodler.
But wait.
If I stole that from somebody, I'm sorry. If not, add it to Urban Dictionary.
Stoled? All right, sang.
check it. See if it's on Urban Dictionary.
Hold on. Give me a moment.
But
give
how
me,
did you just
give me just a few moments. Oh, let me look it up.
How'd you just create a word that explains yourself? I didn't realize you were actually a brodler. If you wear a Tap Out shirt, you are.
No, I don't say I don't
brodler,
say
brodler, brodler, brodler,
but I don't say bro a lot. I say brother.
Did you explain the fight part? Or did you just... We started talking about t-shirts. Oh, yeah, I don't think you explained the rest of your...
Well, yeah, it's the guy who's drunk and I'm going to fuck your shit up, bro. Let's go outside, bro.
Come on, bro.
Fuck
Let's
you
go,
up, bro. Fuck your shit, bro.
There you go. Yeah, yeah.
I think my brother's a broodler. But he doesn't do it when he gets mad. He just does it all the time. He says bro a lot.
Shit, hold on. There's a joke here. Hold
That's
on.
A California thing, too, though. Like, but bro is like a surfer kind of thing.
So you're talking about that douchebag that uses bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
Kind of like a derogatory
term. No, like he uses
that's
it...
That's why he has
like
a shiny affliction shirt.
It's like or it's tap-out in shirt. Every single sentence, like start and finish.
Well, my tap-outs aren't shiny, so...
Like if a military good. Person replaced sir with bro. Bro, I'm here to fuck your shit up, bro. What does that mean?
What is that?
Oh.
So, anyway...
Okay, I'm done.
That's my fucker. No, you got
to
do...
Not allowed to talk about this anymore.
Steve, want to do an outro? No, yes.
The presidential red phone just rang and told us to stop.
Yeah. But so we do have a website. What is it? Shit, I don't remember. I think it's
mooseknucklepodcast.wordpress.com.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Or you can find us on iTunes.
Or find us on iTunes.
Or Stitcher.
If you just Google search Moose Knuckle Podcast, we're like the second and third item. Number one is like a real famous podcast, and one of their episodes is called Moose Knuckle. Don't click on that shit. Yeah,
fuck that.
Well, I mean, they might be all right. I don't know. I ain't listened to
but
them.
Oh, but ours is Moose Space Knuckle Space Podcast. It's not Moose Knuckle, one word, it's two words.
Wait, you did like Moose and the word space and...
No.
No?
Moose, then the word knuckle, two words.
Together?
No, two different words. Because everyone else is Moose Knuckle is one word. Did you shut the fuck up, idiot?
He knows exactly what you're talking about. He's just saying you mean the opposite of what you said?
He's still pissed about the armoire thing. That's why. He's just pissed I figured it out. Oh. Anyways, so yeah, mooseknucklepodcast.wordpress.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. We'd really appreciate it. Tell your friends. Even if you hate us, we'll take negative downvotes on iTunes. It's still something.
Leave us a comment. We're looking for some special guests to make fun of, and I'd love to have you on here. To ream your
Thanks.
Bum.
That wasn't creepy at all. Anyway, it's Hunter.
It's Steve.
And it's Devin.
Thanks for listening to Moose Knuckle, your favorite itch to scratch.